You're listening to the PSN News Network. With the latest from the PSN Newsroom, I'm Kevin Dunn. Here's what's happening on your Thursday. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is suing the New York Times. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The subject of the Palin lawsuit is a Times editorial published a day after the shooting on a Virginia baseball field that wounded Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise. It decried a sickeningly familiar pattern and referred to a 2011 ad run by Palin's Political Action Committee in which crosshairs were drawn on pictures of 19 members of Congress, including Gabby Giffords of Arizona. That was wrong. The crosshairs were drawn on maps of their districts, and the paper apologized and corrected the editorial the next day, but Palin calls the error deliberate. The Times says it will defend itself vigorously. Warren Levinson, New York.
Donald Trump raked in $10 million at his first re-election fundraiser. AP correspondent Mike Rossia reports.
It was a $35,000 per plate donor event at Trump International Hotel. About 300 people were expected to join President Donald Trump for his first re-election fundraiser, with the 2020 election still some 40 months away. The event, just blocks from the White House, was held behind closed doors and closed to the media. A spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee says the dinner was expected to raise about $10 million. Mike Rossia, Washington.
This is the PSN News Network.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today?
Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book?
Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
News updates throughout the day at www.psnnews.net. Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Nicholas Burns says there's no doubt that Russia conducted, quote, a systemic campaign to undermine the U.S. presidential election as well as elections in several European countries, including France and Germany.
Russia is seeking to diminish the confidence that the citizens of all these countries have in their democracies. In this sense, Russia's actions pose an existential threat to the democratic nations of the West, and it requires a swift and serious response by Europeans as well as Americans.
Rock and roll fans can get a taste of what it's like to be a star inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame beginning this weekend. The museum is opening an exhibit called Power of Rock, featuring film clips, laser lights, concert smoke, underseat speakers, and recorded stories by Hall of Fame inductees, including former Deep Purple bassist Glenn Hughes. The exhibit is the centerpiece of an overhaul of the Hall of Fame. Renovations have cost $15 million to date. Fans will be able to enter an interactive booth and listen to Hughes, who is set to visit the hall later today to record his story of how a Rolling Stones concert he attended as a teenager ignited his passion for rock. "When I saw all the hoopla and what was going on the stage," he said, "I'll have some of this, Mother. May I have a real electric guitar," he says. The exhibit, presented exclusively to the AP yesterday, opens to the public on Saturday. It'll bring to life more than 30 years of the Hole's legendary induction ceremonies through digital displays, memorabilia exhibits, and a 12-minute film of ceremony highlights by Academy Award-winning director Jonathan Demme, played on 5 movie screens. This has been the latest news from the PSN Newsroom. Updates throughout the day from this station and www.psnnews.net, home of the Daily Dose podcast. For the PSN Radio Network, I'm Kevin Dunn.